All right, folks, welcome back. Today, we're going to do a comparative analysis of the Black Diamond Alpine Ergo Cork trekking pole and the Argali Guide X trekking pole. We're going to analyze these across 11 different categories, namely price, weight, materials, handles, adjustability, vibration, weight capacity, build quality, locking mechanism, extras, and packability. At the end of those 11 categories, I am going to give you a final result. Each category is marked on a descending scale, which means the winner of that category gets a 1, the loser of that category gets a 2. At the end of all the categories, the trekking pole with the lowest score gets declared the winner. Now, there's always a slight caveat in my reviews because I rarely believe that any one product is objectively flat out better than any other product. I do think that certain products tend to have certain features that are more favorable to particular individuals in certain circumstances. So the idea being is I will give you at the end of this a quantitative winner, and then I'll give some of my notes about which situations I think each of these products is more suitable for. In terms of context, I have been running a version of this Black Diamond pole for almost 5 years. Went through a couple of warranty exchanges. This pole was significantly different when it was first launched, and by the time I had warranty exchanges, I end up with like a newer, better pole. I've been running these poles so long that the current iteration that I have here is actually no longer available. They don't even make a hybrid Alpine cork-handled pole. It's a full 100% carbon shaft. And on that note, there is an Argali pole that is available in 100% carbon shaft as well. So one might ask, why am I, you know, reviewing an out-of-date Black Diamond pole, and why didn't I get the flagship pure carbon pole from Argali? Durability, it answers that latter question. The Guide X with its half aluminum shafts are touted to be stronger than the pure carbon shafts. I'm a big dude, currently 6'1", 240. I do a lot of winter hunting where I'm carrying even a heavier pack and I'm on snowshoes. I'm really, really hard on trekking poles. So when I touched base with Argali, they said this is the heavier duty one. This is probably the one that you want for your use case. And I thought, well, that lines up well because I have a Black Diamond pole that has a very similar construction, and I think it will make a good head-to-head review. Also, a lot of times, there are practical challenges to doing these reviews. I can't go out and just buy everything I want to review. So the fact that I already owned the Black Diamond, I had a lot of experience with the Black Diamond, and other people have run these poles for many years as well. It gives us a good foundation against which we can compare the performance of the Argali Guide X, which is a brand new product. So it kind of sticks out in the market a little bit and has some very interesting features that other poles don't have. But before we dive into that review, I want to remind you about Mindful Reviews. If you like what I do, the unbiased, non-sponsored reviews and the hunt films, and you want to see more of that, the best way for you to support that and the best way for you to ensure that I can continue to offer unbiased, non-sponsored reviews is by joining Mindful Reviews. This is a community platform that I have built from the ground up. You get to participate in selecting which products I review. You get a voice in what elements I look at, what I take on different hunts. You can participate in gear raffles. Lifetime members are entered into a monthly draw for free hunting gear, and it's all at a pretty affordable price. So mindful-reviews.com. If you want to support or if you want to engage in that community, we would greatly appreciate your participation. Currently, as of this morning, we are at 281 members, and my goal is to try and break 300 members before November, because we launched in November of 2022, and I would love to break 300 members within our first year. I think we can do it. So if you can help out in any way, I would greatly appreciate it. All right, let's jump into the review. First category up is price. The Guide X retails for $150 USD. The current version of this Black Diamond pole retails for $200. So this is a little apples to oranges, because the current version of the full carbon shaft pole is about that same price. As far as these two poles that we're comparing here today, Argali is going to take the edge, but I will make the note that if you wanted to go buy similar carbon poles from both these manufacturers, it would basically be an even matched priced item. The Guide X weighs in at 17.4 ounces and the Black Diamond weighs in at 19.3. So the Black Diamonds are 2 ounces heavier than the Argali. Moving on to materials, the conversation gets a little bit more interesting. So let's start with the Argali. So the Argali has a carbon fiber upper shaft. And then these lower two shafts are made out of 7075 aircraft grade aluminum. So carbon fiber, aluminum, aluminum. We're gonna get into why a little bit later, but there are other benefits other than just weight and strength. Or I should say carbon fiber and aluminum have different qualities other than just a discrepancy of weight and strength, which we can kind of get into right now. In fact, both of the reasons that these poles incorporated carbon fiber are also to decrease vibration. So a pure aluminum pole tends to be very wobbly. It can be stronger, but it can be more uncomfortable to use. And so by implementing some carbon fiber, you can reduce that wobble while reducing weight and yet still take advantage of the strength that the aluminum offers. Moving on to the grips, the Argali have a very firm, tight foam for the handles, and it has a hard plastic upper and no lower extension, which we'll get to in a moment. As with most trekking poles, they have a tungsten carbide tip, and it also comes with rubber tips that you can put over this to, they say walk quietly, but I don't see it's very practical to carry those around with you. If you're on kind of rocks or some kind of surface and you were trying to stalk in on an animal, I wouldn't advise having your trekking poles out in the first place. And then finally, when we move to the locking mechanism, it is like 99% a hard plastic with a metal bolt, a nut and bolt that this twists on, but the majority of the locking mechanism is hard plastic. So switching over to the Black Diamonds, they actually flip it. So they use a aluminum upper and 2 carbon fiber lowers. I'd be interested to know what the actual like physics is of that, because I can tell you this, one of my issues with the Argali is they have more whip, they have more vibration, and I wonder if you would have the same strength to weight ratio if you just switched the carbon fiber and the aluminum components on the Argalis to match that of the Black Diamond, because the Black Diamond feel significantly stiffer. And I think that's to do with the fact that the aluminum section has a larger diameter, so it offers more stability. When you get into the smaller sections, that's where they've chosen to use the carbon fiber, and it tends to be stiffer and more rigid. So while those would introduce more vibration if they were aluminum, because they're carbon fiber, they further decrease that vibration. Okay, the grips are 100% natural cork, and it's kind of one of the flagship elements of this pole. It's in the very title of the pole itself. This particular one, again, is called the Alpine Ergo Cork, and the newer ones are called the Alpine Carbon Cork. But both of the poles retain the name cork because a cork handle is a really big selling feature that we're going to get into in a moment. One thing to note is that the upper extension on the grip for the Black Diamond is a significantly softer plastic. It's still stiff, but it doesn't have these like sharp edges. It has a nicer hand feel to it. And you'll notice the Black Diamond has about a 5-inch lower extension, which can be nice because it allows you to move your hand up and down. So lots of times if you're going up a hill, you will decrease the length of your trekking poles because they tend to be in front of you, elevated. And if you're going down a hill, you tend to increase the length of your trekking poles because they're also down in front of you, but now they're further away because of the slope of the hill. If you're switching grade frequently and you don't want to constantly be, you know, adjusting the length of your poles, one way to do it is just to move your hand up and down. While you could do that with the Argali, it's certainly not going to be as comfortable and you're not going to have as good of a grip because there's no, you know, grip material there whatsoever. You're just going to be grabbing the raw carbon fiber. And then finally, the majority of the locking mechanism on the Black Diamonds are aluminum. Now they do, the older version of their Flick Lock system does come with this plastic cover, but you can see right here, I actually broke one of them in the past, and it wasn't from anything other than just opening and closing it. And on the new ones, they've actually removed this plastic piece entirely and kind of redesigned this aluminum section to be a little bit nicer on the fingers, because without this plastic, there's some sharp aluminum here that you kind of have to dig your fingers into to get it to open up, which is a little uncomfortable. So in conclusion, for the materials section, I'm going to give the edge to Black Diamond here. I think the fact that they're both using carbon fiber and 7075 aluminum kind of balance each other's out. I don't think either of the materials for the locking systems are superior to each other. I think plastic and metal both have their benefits and deficits. The one material that really sets it apart is going to be the handles. Cork is superior to foam in many ways, so I'm going to give a slight edge to Black Diamond in the materials department. Now we can move into the grip section once we've established what all the materials are in each of the individual poles. So let me start with a little bit of a critique of the Argali handle. In my opinion, this handle is too small. So most people would consider I have like large hands. I wouldn't say they're crazy big, but they're big hands. And if I go to grip this, I cannot comfortably get my whole hand in here. Basically, this lower support and upper support kind of crunch my fingers together in there. Now, you could place your pinky down below, but then you don't have the nice support of this upper kind of edge. And the diameter itself is also a little bit too small. I'm touching my own hand on the other side, and I don't feel as stable. I don't think I have particularly large hands. Like, they're larger than average, but I'm not sure what kind of hand size or how much sampling they did in order to model this. I would love to hear in the comments, if you own this pole, how do the grips fit you? Because it's definitely not a deal breaker for me. I still like this pole. I still use this pole a lot, but it's definitely too small. So I want to note that right away. Now, the hard plastic extension, and we're going to get into why that's necessary later on, because they have this ability to add components up here. So I'm sure they needed a very stable base in order to do that. But the drawback of that is that it's a little bit rough on your hand. Like, it kind of beats up the top of your hand a little bit more than this softer hard foam does on the Black Diamond. And then, as I mentioned before, the lack of lower extensions. I suppose you could wrap some hockey tape. Actually, that's not a bad idea at all. If I was going to use these on a regular basis, I'd put a little bit of hockey tape down here, and then you'd be able to use both sections of the pole. And then the last note I'm going to make is that the wrist straps are very minimalist in design. They don't have a lot of cushioning. They don't have a lot of contouring. Like, it's just one kind of narrow strap. And the adjustment mechanism is a bit annoying. The other thing that I will say that was disappointing is that when you open this up, the area or the mechanism that they use to attach this wrist cuff basically has two smaller diameter cords that kind of get caught between these catches. And when you have this cap on, that's fine. They can't come off. But if you switch to like the X3 adapter, and this happened to me, these cords pop out and this just comes out and the handle comes right off. Now, you can feed it back in and you can stick it back in, but there's nothing to stop it from then again popping out later on. So, a little bit of a flaw in design there, in my opinion. There should have either been secondary covers for this, or they should have had a way to remove this cap without removing all the protection for those two little cords. Again, not necessarily mission critical, but just a bit of a fault in design, in my opinion. So if we move on to the Black Diamonds, as we mentioned before, full 100% cork handle. Cork is really expensive, and cork is expensive for a good reason. It handles moisture extremely well, It's antimicrobial by nature, so it won't develop a big funk. You won't get a bunch of germs growing on here, whereas other materials don't offer that, or they need to be treated with some type of synthetic chemical in order to achieve that. You know, the pommel is a little bit more comfortable on the base of the hand than the hard plastic one. And again, this lower extension is very nice because it essentially doubles the usable length of the grip. Now, the last note that I will make about the grips on the Black Diamond is the quality of the wrist strap. It adjusts with a better function. It's wider. It has like a little bit of padding in there. And just overall, it's like it has a much nicer feel to it. I feel more stable and I don't worry about this. That being said, I don't wear my wrist straps 90% of the time, but if you are a big wrist strap guy, the wrist straps on the Black Diamonds are significantly nicer than those on the Argali. I will say that Black Diamond definitely has the superior grips. Up next, let's take a look at adjustability. Now, what I used this element to look at was the differential between the smallest these poles could go and the longest these poles could go. So when fully collapsed, the Argali are 25.5 inches and they can extend all the way to 55 inches, giving you essentially a differential of 29 inches. The Black Diamonds, when fully compressed, are 27 inches and when fully extended are 51 inches, giving you a discrepancy of 24 inches. So 29 for the Argali and 24 for the Black Diamond. So not only does Argali win for having the bigger differential, like the larger usable distance, they also are the shortest pole and the longest pole. The fact that the Black Diamonds only go up to 51 inches or 130 centimeters is a little bit surprising. I think they could have added another 2 or 3 inches and it would have been beneficial. I've used my Guide X poles at 135 frequently, and even for trekking pole shelters, being able to go up a couple extra inches and raise your shelter up off the ground is super useful. Now, the next category is vibration. And I already touched on this a little bit, but the Argali have noticeably more vibration than the Black Diamond. Now, what do I mean by this? If you were to walk on concrete, when you hit the ground with the pole, it will wobble. Like you'll get a little bit of like a harmonic, like a whoop. Now, obviously we're not using trekking poles on concrete, but we are using it on hard pan, really dense clay, gravel, shale, lots of stuff like that. One of the things I will note is that the longer I used the Guide X, the more used to them I became. After the first 2 or 3 days, I was really not a big fan. I was like, man, I don't even know if I like these trekking poles. But then one of the things I've learned from doing all these reviews is that you gotta run these products for a decent amount of field time and give them a fair chance. Once I put about another 15 or 20 field days on the Argali, that vibration stopped being as noticeable to me. So while the Black Diamond will take the lead in this department, I don't think it's a major defect of the Argali. I think it's just a function, again, of where these two poles have chosen to put their carbon fiber and their aluminum. The other thing we can't forget here is that the Argalis are 2 ounces lighter, and the diameter of this upper shaft, which is where they get most of their strength, is significantly smaller on the Argali, and that's one of the ways that they can lower their overall weight. But that must play into the felt vibration when you're walking with them. In regards to weight capacity, I didn't really notice a functional difference between these two poles. And I look at weight capacity two ways, vertical and horizontal. Earlier iterations of the Black Diamond had really frustrating flick locks, and it would, like, if I made one pole bear all my weight, I could kind of compress that pole and it would slide. Like the friction or the pressure exerted by the flick lock wasn't great enough to resist my weight on the pole. And that was one of my main frustrations with this particular line of poles, but they've fixed that with these new ones. Argali has a fantastic locking mechanism. It's one of the highlights of the pole, to be honest with you. And with very little tension, it is able to retain it. When I have these locked appropriately, no matter how much of my weight I put on these poles, I cannot get them to slide. Like, those locks stay locked and they provide enough pressure to resist as much weight as I could offer. Now, horizontal is the other way. Obviously, it is not ideal to extend a trekking pole horizontally and then test its tension and strength in that particular plane. But the bottom line is, it happens. As I mentioned before, I do a lot of winter hunting. And sometimes, if you fall in snow, there's no, like, it's one of these things where the more you put your hands in the snow, they just dive into the snow. And so normally the only thing you can do is take your two trekking poles, try and find something to brace them on, and then push yourself up and back. And that gives you a fantastic opportunity to test the horizontal strength of those trekking poles. I did multiple experiments with both trekking poles, using my weight, pushing myself off the ground in the method I just described, and I didn't notice either one being more superior than the other. Now, all of that being said, if we go back to the felt vibration and my perception of how strong these poles are, the Black Diamond do feel a little bit stronger. I couldn't personally find a way to quantify that. It could be because they're a little bit heavier, so they just feel more solid in your hands. It could be that the diameter of the upper shaft is not only aluminum, but it is a greater diameter than the Argali. I can't really explain why it is, and I can't quantify to what degree it is, but if you want my honest opinion, the Black Diamond feel marginally stronger than the Guidex. Now, discussing build quality, I put these two products at a tie. I have not run the Argali as long as I've run the Black Diamond, so I can't really speak to the durability of the build quality. But when you look at all the components, you look at the manufacturing tolerances, how everything fits together, how it's held up to the field days that it's been exposed to thus far, I really feel like these are both extremely high quality products. I trust both of these products very well, and I can't honestly say that either one of them is built to a higher standard than the other. So it's a tie in that regard. Now, one area they do differ substantially is the locking mechanisms. So again, Black Diamond kind of has this patented flick lock system. This is an older generation, but it is adjustable. You, however, do need a tool to do so, but it is basically just a pressure lock system. And the one thing to note is that you do need pressure in order for this flick lock to stay put. So I want to take this opportunity to address what I consider to be a pretty major flaw of the Black Diamond. And I hope this is rectified in the newer iterations, but I can't guarantee because I haven't had one of them yet. But let me explain what I mean. So when this is fully closed, the diameter of this carbon fiber shaft is not great enough to exert an outward force on this next carbon fiber shaft. So when you go to close this, because there's no force involved, like the slightest little touch and this thing just pops open, right? Now, if I pull this out a little bit and then lock it down, see how much harder that was? And now, like, a reason it resists. Like, I really have to push on that before it gets open. So here's the result of that, like, flaw. And yeah, see, like, it, if you close it at the right spot in the pole, it's incredibly strong and trustworthy. But here is exactly what happened to me on a hunt. I had my pole closed all the way. I closed my locking mechanism. I felt like, you know, that's not gonna come out. Put them on the back of my backpack and went to hike out. As they were on the back of my pack, because there was no force here, I don't know if it caught a strap or a tree branch or whatever, but it took very little, and see, that's exactly what happened. And then this slid right out. And I got back to the trailhead and I had no more trekking pole. That is a major flaw, in my opinion. Not only does it decrease the packability of the pole, because now I told you what the measurement was from here to here. But in reality, it should have been, you know, I should have extended it 2 inches and then measured it from here to here, because you can't reliably close the pole when it's all the way compressed. Because if you do, you could lose this lower portion. And I'm talking about this under the locking mechanism portion, but essentially it's a function of the diameter of this carbon shaft being too small at the end here. Because I think if this was producing any more pressure, you wouldn't be able to close it at a greater diameter. So anyways, that's the locking mechanism for the black diamond. Adjustable, majority of it is aluminum. And the one flaw is that you can lose a pole if you're not really careful. Once I started always locking this with 3 to 4 inches extended, I've never had another problem. And Black Diamond did send me 2 new pole extensions when I told them what happened. Now, if we move on to the Argali, I really think this is one of the features that sets the Argali poles apart. We'll get into the ability to add accessories to the top pommel, which again is something very unique to this pole. But essentially, it's a full plastic design. I will note that one of the drawbacks of this could be extremely cold weather. I've done a lot of hunting in minus 25, minus 30 Celsius, and I'd be interested to see how long this plastic holds up at those low temperatures, and if while closing this, you might crack something. It's a possibility. But what I like is that the adjustability of the tightness of the clamp is just adjustable with the clamp itself. So you need a flathead screwdriver or a Leatherman to adjust how tight these close. And like sometimes you're in different terrain, they work themselves loose, things are wet, things are cold, things get hot, metal, you know, shrinks and expands. Like you need to every now and then adjust the tightness of these clamps. And the fact that you can do this here, the other thing that I want to note, and I'm not sure of like the exact material or mechanisms or design, like how they made this work so well, but with a relatively low closing weight, like it takes far less effort for me to open and close the Guide X locks than it does the Black Diamond Flick locks. But it exerts equal or greater resistance to compression. So I'm just really impressed at how well these work, the fact that they're adjustable, and the fact that with such a low closing weight, they exert such an excellent force at resisting the compression of the pole. So yeah, the Argali really stood out in the locking mechanism department. Let's discuss extras. Black Diamond, you can get snow baskets. That is about the only extra thing that comes with a Black Diamond pole. The Argali is the first pole to offer kind of a threaded adapter at the top. It's basically a female 1/4 inch by 20 threaded socket that you can then put different mechanisms into. So far they have two. They have a quick shot adapter, which is basically like a rubberized V. So you can screw that in, put your trekking pole down and use it as a shooting rest. And then the other one is called the X3 adapter. Now the X3 adapter is basically, you know, a section of metal, couple inches long with 2 male 1/4-20 threads coming out on either end. And so you can use this for a variety of purposes. You can put 2 trekking poles together. You know, if you had a really big floorless shelter, you could put these together and use this for a single pole inside your shelter. You can mount binoculars as if it was a monopod. What I really liked about it is you can mount action cameras. I had to come up with a secondary device that's like a mountain bike handle GoPro attachment in order to get my GoPro on my trekking pole. The fact that you could just screw it right into the top of the Argali was very nice. The only drawback is I tried to use my Insta360 X3 up here, and the pommel and the pole was too great of a diameter for it to get completely chopped out of the frame. If you've not used an Insta360, you're not gonna know what I'm talking about. And you don't need to worry about what I'm talking about because it's not something you're gonna experience. But I had really high hopes that I wouldn't have to carry a second pole for my Insta360 and I could just get away with my trekking pole. But the fact was, that's not the case. Overall, the Argali offers far more extras than the Black Diamond does. The other thing to note is that I haven't tried this yet, but I'm fairly certain you could just put any snow basket on the Argali poles. These tips are the same diameter and they have the same kind of universal thread pattern. So they both have little mini baskets on them right now that I'm sure are interchangeable. And so I'm pretty certain you could put a snow basket from another manufacturer on the Argali pole. And maybe that's something they'll offer in the future at some point. Last category is packability. Argali, Head and Shoulders. And this was something that really surprised me. I didn't think it was going to be as big of a deal as it is. One of the reason these are called ergo corks is that the handle is at an angle to the pole. Now that makes it really comfortable to walk with because your wrist is naturally canted forward. And when you try and put something perfectly straight, it feels kind of awkward, but it reduces its packability. So by the time you add those two canted handles, the greater diameter of the shafts, the longer length of the pole, this really feels more cumbersome on the back of your pack than these two Argalis do. And in fact, I've never been able to put one of these like inside my pack. And I definitely did that with the Argali sheep hunting this year because I was only taking one some days so that I could pitch my glassing tarp up on the mountains if it started to rain. And one of these would fit perfectly inside my pack. So packability, edge goes to Argali. All right, let's go to the score sheet and see how things turned out. On points, the Argali wins. So the Argali came in at 15 points and the Black Diamond came in at 17 points. Argali won the following categories: price, weight, adjustability, locking mechanism, extras, and packability. Black Diamond won the materials, the handles, vibration, weight capacity. That's it. And they tied on build quality. So what are my final thoughts on this? Okay, so quantitatively, based on the 11 categories I kind of arbitrarily defined, the Argali wins. Well, does that mean I'm telling you that you should go out and buy the Argali as opposed to the Black Diamond? For 90% of you, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. If you have really big hands, I would think twice about the Argali, or at least get the opportunity to put them in your hands before you buy them, because you could find the smaller grips annoying. But they're lighter, they're slimmer, they're more packable, and they have the accessories. And in this particular, you know, version, these ones are $150 and those ones are $200. So these Argali poles have a lot going for them. However, if you do a lot of winter hunting, camping, or trekking, I'm probably gonna lean you more towards the Black Diamond. The beefier construction, the bigger handles really play a role in winter because as soon as you get big gloves on, your hands get even bigger. And I think that might be why, as a default, the Black Diamond handles are bigger than the Argali ones. Black Diamond is known to be a snow sport focused company. So they're very naturally gonna think to themselves, how big does this need to be for like a winter gloved hand? Whereas Argali does not focus on the winter nearly as much. So they that might not be their first consideration. Also the fact that they already come with snow baskets and are arguably slightly stronger. And I do think one of the toughest things you can do to your trekking poles is go snowshoeing with them on a winter hunt, because you are basically burying the bottom, you know, 6 to 18 inches, depending on the snow, and they get torqued on, they get reefed on, you fall on them. My trekking poles have taken a bigger beating winter hunting than they ever have doing anything else. So just to reiterate, 90% of the population, I think the Argali is a fantastic solution. For the small segment of the population that has significantly larger hands or focuses on a lot of winter hunting, I think the Black Diamonds are the superior option in that regard. So, as always, questions, arguments, comments, anything that you can think of, I would love to continue this conversation. Drop your notes in the comments section below. I would love to reply and kind of learn from you guys and see if there's any, see what your experience kind of brings to the table. And if you could please engage with the content. YouTube doesn't do a great job of promoting hunting-based content. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Anything you can do to help kind of push it up in the algorithm is greatly appreciated. And as always, thanks for tuning in.